In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels, where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story. Merry Christmas! Oh my gosh, I've actually scheduled this episode to be released on Christmas Day. How are you all? I hope you are having a wonderful time with your family. Welcome to the Self-Taught Designer Podcast, the show for curious, the dreamers, and the self-starters. I am Joanna, and today we're diving deep into the reflection and projection of a self-taught designers. How was this year for you, and what can we anticipate for next year? But before I actually start, I'd love you all to actually send me a message in our Instagram, the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Send me what is the gift that you've received. If you haven't yet, maybe later on, once you receive your gift, let me know what is the best Christmas gift that you have. I'd love to learn about that. I bet I'm going to share that one in our Instagram as well when I get my gift by the time I drop this one. So Merry Christmas. I love Christmas. I just love Christmas, right? Okay, so the year that was, oh my gosh, right? Before we sail into the future, let's anchor into the present and look back. Like, reflect on our past is a powerful way to anticipate how far we've come. Like, learn from our challenges and celebrate our wins. Like, here's the thing, right? I know as self-taught, we can really be procrastinate, we self-doubt, and a lot of things. But from day one that you've decided, I am going to start my design business as a freelancer, I bet you have come far. Whether it might not be monetary yet, it may not be something, but experience that you have, you've come far. And I'm so proud of you. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome, right? So were there any standout moments for you this year, or perhaps challenging projects you finally cracked, or a new design style you've tried? Tell me. Oh my gosh, right? What are some of the hurdles you've faced, and more importantly, how did you overcome them? Because here's the thing, let's write it down, right? Do you have a piece of paper with you? Maybe you're just drinking your morning cocoa, hot cocoa, wherever you are. It might be snowing at your end or wherever you are, right? Remember, every challenge faced as a self-taught designer is a testament of your resilience. So you are so awesome. You're so awesome, right? So embracing growth, I think, look back at the design from the start of the year compared to now. Like, have you noticed the evolution? It's incredible what a year of self-learning can do. What the skills, what the tips that you can do is just amazing, right? And the thing is that, you know, what we've learned, like, design is an ever-evolving, and as a self-taught designer, we need to stay ahead of the curve. You agree with me, right? Did you pick up a new software or tools this year? Oh my gosh, I think for this year, let me see. Yep, we switched to Monday.com from Trello. We get rid of our Slack and went now all to Monday.com. And there's just a lot of things that we are learning to stay ahead. We've revamped our SOP for branding. We have our templates. And shout out also to Abby McCormick. I actually got my template there because I don't want to redo everything for the template for our branding. So do check out her website. She sells templates for when you do branding presentation, mood board presentation, and all of these things. And you know what? I just want to give her credit because it made my life easier. You know, I always run my business like I am not going to reinvent something if it's already available and I can use it and make my work a little bit more faster. So that's a note for you all to take note, right? Like, are there any design trends resonated with you during this year? Like, what were you initially resistant but grew to love? Tell me a little bit about that. And I kind of love this one because being a self-taught often means seeking feedback from various resources, right? So what one piece of feedback you received this year that truly transformed your work? So this is really a really good way of reflecting your year so that you can look ahead, right? You can decipher like what I want to maintain for 2024. What are the things that I want to let go moving forward? So this is really a good year for us. And it's a Christmas day. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that we're sharing this one on Christmas day. So yay, again, Merry Christmas. So how about finding your tribe? We might be self-taught, but we're not alone. And I hope that when you started listening to this relaunch of the Self-Taught Designer podcast, you felt that you are not alone. That maybe in my voice that you find somebody that you resonate with, that with every topic that we come out with, you feel that you're not alone, right? So tell me a little bit, how have you connected with other designers? Like, share some platforms or groups that has been instrumental for you. Go ahead and DM me, share me, share that to me, right? Did you collaborate with anyone this year? Sometimes, right, two self-taught designers, minds are better than one, as they say. How about shout out to those who have supported your journey, be it online, community, friends, or mentors? How about we say thank you to them? Send them an email, say them a thanks, say that you're looking forward to the next year to be with them and learn with them and grow together, right? Because it's very important to have that one, a gratitude, just to say thank you for those that has been part of your 2023. And as you look back and reflect on all those projects, take a pause, take a deep breath, maybe a sip of your cocoa or coffee or whatever it is, maybe eggnog with a little bit of bourbon. I'm Kentucky, so bourbon is something that I always know. How about the year ahead? Like, with our reflection in place, let's gaze into the crystal ball. Like, what's one big goal you have for the upcoming year? You might not have it yet. It's just Christmas Day. You don't want to think about this. But if you download this episode and think about this, answering all of the questions that I've shared or I've asked, maybe it's mastering a particular skill, launching a personal project, or even teaching others, right? I think that's why I'm doing this. It's one of my goals, like to teach and share others. Do you see anything that might be a trend in design? You know, every time, so it's December, so I know the Institute, the Pantone Institute has already released their new color for the year. And that's one thing that I always anticipate and kind of see what's going on in that field, right? So yeah, what do you anticipate? Are there any tools that you want to work with in your radar that you kind of just push back a little bit? So yeah, let me know. Let me know about all of this. You know what? As a self-taught designer, our learning never stops. That is one thing. Are there any course, books, resources you're looking to dive into? Or do you want to ask me what are other courses that I find useful? I'd be happy to recommend it to you if I know anyone or if I have it, right? I'd love to have that one. So as we wrap up, remember this. Being a self-taught isn't a solitary journey. It's a chosen path of passion, resilience, and constant growth. So whether you're reflecting on your achievements or projecting your aspirations, know that you're carving out a unique journey in the design world. So never stop building what you're building right now, right? So again, Merry Christmas, Self-Taught Designer. If today's episode resonated with you, don't forget to share your reflection and projection with us on the Self-Taught Designer podcast, which is our Instagram. And download, review, give me a review or a thumbs up, or maybe email me that you're enjoying this episode, because you know what? I've never had such a clearer understanding of what I want to achieve with this podcast until now. And we are already in, I think this is the, 12th episode, I think, or whichever episode we are now. It's not in my notes right now, but I am just so happy. I just feel like this is what this podcast is meant to be, discussing all of this and sharing all the things that I would love to share with you. So until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming. Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a wonderful new year as well. I'll see you next week on our next episode. And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope these stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only helps us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.